The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Thursday. Thursday, July 23, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. You know when you have a serious cause to discuss? I have one of those today. And you know when you have a serious-minded person in studio with a serious-minded business mandate to help Bahamians? I have one of those guests in studio today, too. So I got to get sober. I got to get professional, and I got to talk serious-type talk in order to talk serious-type business. I'm excited to have Miss Crystal Campbell, who's in the studio today. She has a platform that her and a company, she's the CEO of Dairy Queen, right?
Yes.
Headlining. I think that's an appropriate word, right? I'm kind of excited about it because I haven't heard about it before. Apparently, they've been doing it for a while.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to let her talk about it, right? Since I'm learning about this, I'm going to get quiet and find out what exactly is Miracle Treat Day. And then how long has it been going on? And why is Dairy Queen the one who was pushing this agenda forward? So welcome again, Ms. Campbell. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm wonderful this morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, first, I'll start off with what is Miracle Treat Day. Miracle Treat Day is a fundraising initiative that Dairy Queen International puts on. It goes through the Miracle Children's Network, where to raise funds and proceeds from every blizzard that is sold goes towards the Children Miracles Network. However, here in the Bahamas, we don't have that platform, such as the U.S. So for the last 8 years, we have been partnering with various foundations, children that would have been affected with various illnesses or life challenges to raise funds and to bring awareness to those illnesses as well. In the past, we would have done cancer, diabetes, Down syndrome, sickle cell, hearing impaired, kidney, mental health awareness, and last year we did the Heart Foundation.
This is for last 8 years you've been doing this.
So yes, we've been doing this for a very long time, raising funds. So every blizzard that we sell, every coupon that we sell, we donate $2 to the deserving or recipient of the year.
Why children? I see you focus on children and making sure that funds is raised to help children in general. But why children?
Well, children, we know children are our future. So we start there with children, and it's our mandate by the franchise itself. So we've always stick towards helping our children. They are little darlings, and it breaks our heart to see them suffer and go through life challenges. So it makes it fitting that they are the ones that we focus our attention on.
Okay. So part proceeds of any blizzard that is sold is donated to these various children causes?
Yes.
Okay. And when is Miracle Treat Day?
Miracle Treat Day this year is July 30th. That is next week Thursday.
Next week Thursday.
Yes, next week Thursday. Say all roads next week Thursday leads to any Dairy Queen location of your choice. We have 7 locations to serve you. We have one in the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Oh,
okay.
And we have the Mall at Marathon location, Southwest Plaza, Cable Beach.
I'm familiar with the Mall at Marathon. They have hot dogs there. I'm not sure if you know that.
Yes.
Oh, you do know.
Yes, we do.
Guess how I know. Go ahead.
Wonderful hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So you should visit our Harbor Bay location because we got burgers and onion rings and chicken strips.
Okay.
So
okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And so the Sea Grape Shopping Plaza downtown and our newest location is also on Carmichael Road, which is our Carmichael West location in the Carmichael Village Plaza.
But Derek, we intends to do a number of initiatives given back to the community. How does that come about? Is this something locally or this is an international thing for all of the Dairy Queens that you say, well, we have a calendar and we go in by the calendar and looking for things to do, actively looking for things to do? How does that come about?
Some things are mandated by the franchise itself, such as Miracle Treat Day. What was already mandated is things that they put out there and the franchisee have the opportunity to partake or don't partake. And it's not everyone does it. But here in the Bahamas, we saw the need for the cause. It is a worthy cause. And so therefore, we partake in it and we do a lot of philanthropy work in other community outreach that comes about through persons looking for sponsorship with different sports and other challenges persons may have. And so it all depends on what comes to us, and we create a budget for it, and we work towards that and helping out every year.
And I see every year you change a different cause, right?
Correct.
How is now saying, boy, Dairy Queen has helped people. I want to go on that list. How do they get in contact with somebody to say, well, by the way, Dairy Queen, whenever you're doing your next thing, we are children-oriented and we need sponsorship. How do they go about that and apply and all?
Well, they can reach out to our head office. Our telephone contact is 394-4936. And the last initiatives that we would have partaken, it's somewhere hit home where in relations to someone doing something for Dairy Queen or a former employee or employees working for Dairy Queen, and it kind of channel us into that direction. Like, for example, cancer, the person does our payrolling department for Dairy Queen, their daughter was diagnosed with it, so we channeled with that. Then we had someone who would have worked with us and their child would have had diabetes, so that channeled us into going in that direction. Then we had someone else whose child also was hearing impaired, so that channeled us into that direction as well, too. And then we had someone who worked with us who had sickle cells, so that channeled us into that direction as well, too. The owner, Mrs. Oz, when her mother would have had kidney disease, so that channeled us into kidney disease. And, you know, medical would have happened was a huge conversation, so that channeled us into that conversation and in direction to helping out. So it hits home, and then it sort of pushes us into a certain direction. And since we've been having the conversation, bringing awareness, like, having it now, someone will probably approach us and say, you know, we have this organization or this happening, and would like for us to have them be the recipient.
This year is going to be the Bahamas Crisis Center. And yes. For some reason, I don't know about the Bahamas Crisis Center, and I feel shame because I should know. Right, but so tell me about the Bahamas Crisis Center so I could write that down in Google. So at least the listening audience who naive like me, who should know about Bahamas Crisis Center and what they do, all right? So we can appreciate where our monies are going to.
So the Bahamas Crisis Center is known for the organization, a nonprofit organization that helps women who would have been faced with different sexual abuse.
Yes, I know.
So
yes.
However, they also have a program that's specifically for children who have been exposed to violence and sexual ideation and abuse, and, you know, children who would have been exposed need mental support. And so they provide counseling to them. So they have a program for children who have also been affected as well, too. And so that program will be donating the funds this year.
Oh, and I want to say thank you to Dairy Queen, because I should have known the Bahamas Crisis. I went blank. I'm saying Bahamas Crisis, and it sounds familiar, but I couldn't picture where it was. And thank you for the reminder. And also explaining how the range. I didn't realize that. I thought it was very woman-oriented, female-oriented.
It started out as female-orientated, and then it has branched. So I don't want to be quoted correctly, but it wasn't always just the Bahamas Crisis Center. I think it was women specifically, and so they just changed it to the Bahamas Crisis Center because it covers the whole entire family now.
And I believe women takes care of the home. And promotes culture in general. So I always, you know, when we have a chance to support women in general, I know it protects the entire family. So I applaud you too again.
Yes.
So three ways to support this initiative. How do we support the initiative?
So presently we have coupons that are available in stores or at the office. So you can stop into any Dairy Queen location and purchase Blizzard coupons, and they can be redeemed before July 30th or after July 30th.
Okay.
And so you can gift them. We encourage corporate Bahamas businesses with staff, so you can purchase in bulk, and they can gift them to the staff as an incentive, at the same time supporting a worthy cause. And then you can also pre-order Blizzards for the day of on July 30th. You can stay at your office. You want to have a little Blizzard party going on, or you have lunch that's happening. You can pre-order Blizzards as well. And then on the day of, we want everyone to come into Dairy Queen and just purchase Blizzards. The more Blizzard that is sold, the more we are able to provide funding for the Bahamas Crisis Center.
So July 30th is Blizzard Day.
Blizzard Day in the
All Islands. Of, how many franchises?
I mean, we have seven locations.
Seven locations you have, right?
Yes.
July 30, which is a Thursday, next week Thursday.
Next week Thursday.
It's Blizzard Day. What time you open, though?
We open at 11 a.m.
11. So I can get Blizzard from 11?
From 11 a.m.
Until when?
Until 10 p.m.
All day?
Except for Seagraves, they open from 1 to 9.
Oh, okay. So every Blizzard I purchase, or we purchase, right, some money from that goes towards the...
Yes. The United States does a dollar. Here in the Bahamas, we do $2.
There you go. We double it.
So we have doubled it.
Yes, we doubled it.
So every Blizzard, $2 goes towards the 2026 recipient, which is the Bahamas Crisis Center.
And I'm going to backtrack a little because that's on the July 30th one. But you mentioned I can buy. And that money still is donated?
Yes. So the coupon sales as well, every $2 from the coupon sale as well, also goes towards the Bahamas Crisis Center.
And this is between now and the 30th, or just this is like
between now and the 30th. And on the day of as well, you can purchase coupon as well.
And you mentioned corporate Bahamas participate and say, well, I want to be a part of this initiative, the Bahamas Crisis Center, and they can come in and buy coupons in bulk. How do you do that? Or have a Blizzard party?
They can have a Blizzard party. They can visit any one of our Dairy Queen locations, or they can call our office, 394-4936. We have been reaching out to businesses. So please, when we call, apply just as much as you can. So we've been reaching out to corporate Bahamas so they can incentivize their employees, and at the same time, support a worthy cause.
I just got a text asking, what exactly is a Blizzard though?
Blizzard is a soft serve treat that you can put your favorite topping in it, whether that be Oreo, strawberry cheesecake, strawberry and cheesecake, and it's all blended together. So we have like Oreo, strawberry cheesecake. We have our summer Blizzard menu that is out that has Biscoff cookies, s'mores, cotton candy.
Oh, gosh.
Strawberry mango mochi, that's something that is new. Mexican style hot chocolate. So we have a plethora of flavors that you can come in and to purchase.
And I noticed
we have four sizes.
You didn't bring no flavors either, just to say, well, you know, Nuri, let's let you see what we're going to be doing come next week Thursday. But it's okay. I ain't mad. I'm just saying, you come empty-handed.
Thursday, I'm going to make sure you get your Blizzard.
Where yous be?
Right in Dairy Queen.
I know. It's at seven locations.
At any one of those locations at any given time.
So I need to track you down so you
but
know.
Mall of Marathon most likely would be my location.
So Mall of Marathon, I'm going to be looking for you.
Yes.
So no, I'm going to actually have to buy one. I know to buy one. I know you can handle me.
Second, I want a friend.
Yeah. And a friend. Oh, boy, you're getting pricey. How much for a Blizzard?
The small size is $7.25.
I can afford
that. So the coupon is only $7.25.
Okay.
And then you can, on the day of, we allow you to purchase any size Blizzard. So we have four sizes, which is the mini, which is less than $7.25.
Okay.
Then we have the medium and the large size. Mm-hmm. And even if you want to purchase a quart, which is a take-home treat as well, all five of those sizes are available for purchase. And every one of those, $2 will go towards the Bahamas Crisis Center.
Now, watch this. I just experienced a hot dog about two. Let's call it about 2 months ago. I didn't know Dairy Queen.
100% beef.
Oh, God, you don't understand because mine said all kind of stuff on it. I sat there and you know, you see it? And then people almost just watched me because my whole face was mustard. But anyway, can I have a Blizzard with the hot dog?
Yeah, you can get the Blizzard treat as a dessert to go along with
but
the
hot
dog.
But I mean, I don't know, like, how the pricing, do I buy it separately or don't worry about it?
Unfortunately, yes, you'll have to purchase it separately.
See, that's why I wanted to know,
yes,
right? So I have to buy my Blizzard, then buy my hot dog. I can't just buy it and then commingle it all.
You can get your hot dog if you have a lunch that day.
Yeah.
You get your hot dog and you get your Blizzard.
Okay.
And if you visit Harbor Bay, like I said, you can get your hamburger.
Yeah.
You can get your chicken strips, get your onion rings, and you get your Blizzard on the side.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I ain't take the child out for a minute. You sit down and want to
have. There you go.
You sit down and want to have a day.
Candy, yes. Harbor Bay is our. We converted that into a grill and chill, so that one has an extensive food menu.
Okay.
That has chicken sandwiches, hamburger sandwiches, onion rings, chicken strips, French fries. Really good. You should come and try.
And I can sit there.
And you can sit down in the dining room, and you can have your lunch, dessert, dinner, and dessert.
You want to have AC?
Yes, we have AC.
Okay.
Because I know it's hot outside.
Okay.
And you know the ice cream, the soft stuff is going to cool you down.
No, I'm just making what I can do when I come off from today. I can tell the child, get ready. She home doing nothing for the summer. Just vegetating. Just sitting there. Say she on the internet. She doing research, she said.
Research.
On YouTube. No. She just not. Yeah. Anyway.
Awesome.
So just remind me about Miracle Treat Day and do a rundown again, what you want us to do for next week, Thursday, July 30th, and then all the locations again.
So Miracle Treat Day is next week, Thursday. That is July 30th at all of our 7 locations. That is Harbor Bay, Shopping Plaza, Mall at Marathon, Southwest Plaza, Cable Beach, Seagrapes, BC Hilton, that is in the British Colonial Hilton Commerce Building, and Carmichael West, our newest location. So this year recipient is the Bahamas Crisis Center Early Childhood and Prevention Program, where children has been exposed to violence. And we do this to raise awareness for children and families who need critical support to give back to local community through a fun and meaningful initiative. And also, we invite employees, Carpet Bahamas, regular Dairy Queen patrons to come in and to support. You can purchase coupons in advance. They start only $7.25,
okay,
even though some companies have purchased a larger size. So if you want a medium size or a large size, you can request that as well, and we can have them made for you.
And before you go, again, Ms. Kemble, say Queen, the Dairy Queen lady, if any of their ice cream cakes are Blizzard-style cakes, or at least Blizzard-covered ice cream-style cakes.
Yes, we do.
See, there you go, Texas.
We have 2 types of cakes, the vanilla chocolate, and then is the Blizzard flavor cakes, which is our number one seller. So you can get your flavored Blizzard made into a delicious Dairy Queen ice cream cake that you can use for any, just because, or any event that is happening, birthday anniversaries, the office party.
I like the office
retirement,
party.
Retirement, yes, anything.
I need to tell my employees about this so they can get some treats.
Definitely.
So every Blizzard that makes a difference. We have Miracle Treat Day, which is going to be July 30th, which is next week, next week, Thursday. You open from as early as 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. We open as early as 11 a.m. So, you know, encourage your workplace or your business to sponsor, purchase Blizzard coupons to support the worthy cause.
Yeah.
And you can visit our social media pages such as Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for more information as well.
Together we can make miracles happen. Thank you very much, Ms. Crystal Campbell. We'll take a quick commercial break right
Thank
now.
You for having me.
I got to invite you back, but you need to come back with coupons.
I definitely will.
And plus, you know, I give away and thing in the Christmas and thing. Just saying.
Definitely. But that since sounds like a plan.
Since I now know a CEO, CEO, right? I have connections now.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It has been a pleasure, definitely. Guardian Radio AM, of course, next week, Thursday, July 30th, is going to be Miracle Treat Day at Dairy Queen. It's for a good cause. Of course, they're donating the part proceeds to Bahamas Crisis Center, especially regarding the children who are exposed to violence.
Yes.
In general. And of course, the numbers are too high, too much. Any number is too much, right? So as we can give our support, let's go to Dairy Queen. And you can buy coupons in advance. Just buy the coupons in advance one time.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Awesome. We'll be right back. Thank you again, Ms. Campbell.
Thank you.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good one.
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor.
Are you ready? It's back! The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton-Con, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton-Con, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton-Con, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton-Con, from the friends you can trust. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The Blue Heart is the global symbol for human trafficking. It represents solidarity with the victims and a commitment to ending the exploitation of human lives. See the Blue Heart, know the cause, take a time.
Vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special weights, Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This, of course, is CA Nuri. We are turning back for our commercial break, and it's now 11:45. And you know, if it's 11:45, what we got to be doing, right? We got to be talking about Percy's Island Game, right? Attention, Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting application. Everybody know what a pension plan is, right? I mean, you invest in it, and then you get a return, right? So you deposit $25. That's the investment there. You say you deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to 1,000 $1,000 a week. And you can get that for the full year. You hear that? Up to $1,000. You put your $25 in your deposit, and then you get up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Right? You have an application that is online at theislandgame.com. That's theislandgame.com. And you can fill in the application, but that application process stops on September 8th. Yeah, that stops at September 8th. And of course, you know, Guardian Media Group has the Great Summer Escape Giveaway, where you could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. Yeah, all you need is your passport. I mean, if you go downstairs now, every so often you see people trickling in and dropping their newspaper clipping into that box downstairs. You have a chance to win. Right, just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, and drop it into the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield. That's where I'm at. Yeah, sometimes I'd be in the lobby, so you can come there and say, hey, that's OCA Nuri. Look, you light skin. Yes. And tune into the Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all of our social media platforms for your chances to win. Yeah, that's the Guardian Media Group, the Great Summer Giveaway. Deadline to enter is August 12th. And the drawing is all day is the 23rd, so August right there, right? So you can't waste time. You just come and quickly do it, right? We're going to have an open line for the rest of the show, right? It's a little after 11, midway. So you have enough time to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? I see we have some good headlines today that I can bring some attention to. But I got a text while I was waiting, right? And so I said, I'll read the text, start off with that, right? It says, good morning. Is the government still constructing swimming pools in all of the schools so that our children can learn how to swim, right? And I do not know, because I know that the private entities were partnering with our government to get swimming pools into all the schools. I remember one entity had sponsored a number of, or pledged to sponsor a number of swimming pools, all of the schools, right? So I'm hoping that it's sooner than later. I see there's a number of swimming programs happening. I know, unfortunately, we tend to have too many incidents regarding children who are having fun, right? So we just need people to be careful and make sure that their child is able to swim, in general. But let's go back to the headlines right now, as we continue, right? I see the Ministry of Social Services announces a $50 increase in uniform assistance. I'm happy for that. I'm always get concerned about how many Bahamians, especially single mothers, who need assistance for their children back to school. And they all say, where's your child daddy? You know, not all men is able to spend real money, you know, because some of us are just working class. We make minimum wage. We work hard. We mean well. But the money isn't there, right? But I think at least they need to be present. We see a number of immigrant daddies who walk there children to school. I'm trying to make sure that, do our Bahamian daddies do the same thing? Do they care about and concentrate about their children's education? You know, I know mothers tend to be that nurturing atmosphere there. Okay. I know mothers tend to be that nurturing force in the family. I'm not sure why I'm coughing, but excuse me. Women to be participate in that in general. I see Ms. Belinda Wilson claims that the government walked away from negotiations from the Ministry of Education official, from negotiation for the Teachers Union, BUT, and the Ministry of Education said that they walk away. So now we're in that impasse, right, where one, the union saying one thing and the government is saying something else. And I always love how unions negotiate pressure and the government responds. And I think more likely a pressure tactic by the union to say, hey, we ain't gonna put this in the back burner. So we will tell the media this. And now you have no other choice but to come back to the negotiation table and negotiate, right? But schools won't open, man. Schools won't open. We need to get this solved before school open, before September. I see we have a caller here on this open line Thursday. Kermit, just prep that call as we continue to read the headlines in the news and go through the text. Go ahead, caller. Guiding. Oh, the person hang up already? Yeah. So you can call back, caller, as we continue to go through the headlines. So I'm hoping that the government is able to, or the caller call back. Put a patch of caller through as I read this. I'm hoping that the government are able to come to some kind of compromise or agreement to move forward. But I want to still talk about yesterday, I had to make a decision on who to believe. Do you believe that credit rating agency Fitch, or you believe the Minister of Finance? And I tell you, I believe the Minister of Finance, right? I know he's sensible. He went to SAC. No, sack people sensible. And I see the PM brushes off and say, man, I ain't paying attention to Fitch at all. We can listen to Halkitas. And see, I support that. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Good day, sir.
How you doing?
You can't get the director of immigration or anybody representing who could make decisions, who could tell you what's going on in this country with all these immigrants in the country taking jobs from behemoths. Because if you're on the road and you see what's happening, I mean, there's no Bahamian working and all on these jobs now. It's foreigners for cheap labor. And I, for the love of my country, I'm trying to figure what's going on.
Let's talk about it. And I appreciate your call and I appreciate your passion. Let's talk about it. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, we know in general that we have a construction boom in the Bahamas. There are more jobs than there are laborers. I ain't talking about saying that's a need to hire all these immigrants. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that right now we're in a construction boom and we need more skilled workers.
So, don't mind them. Don't mind these people that move in these construction sites. They only want the cheap labor inside the country.
I get into it.
Behemoths are out of job because of the cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
If there ain't no construction boom without behemoths.
And I agree with
that. Behemoths are getting pushed on the side during the plumbing, during the electrical, during the masonry work. Behemoths are there. But ain't nobody going to work for these contractors who don't want to pay them. Friday come, they duck in the people. Monday come, then they just want to pay the people. Tuesday come, they just want to pay the people. And they got to be honest. It's bad business when it comes to construction in this country. They just abuse those foreigners, the Jamaicans and the Haitians. Are getting abused. And this is why Bahamian people don't want to go work for Bahamian contractors, especially those white knight companies. You cannot get paid properly. And they got to tell the truth. All of these wrinkles who coming on dealing and things, they lying. I'm a contractor, and I can tell you, Bahamians want work, but here it is. The cheap labor is what killing our country, sir. Ain't nothing else killing the country. Behemoths are not working. And if you go in the food stores, you go in the Wendy's, any fast, only foreigners, because they don't want to pay behemoths.
Mm. And I still want to engage you and talk about this now. Now, I traverse the Bahamas too. I, just like you, I walk up and down. I go to the fast food restaurants. I go to the food store. And it seems, just on face value, there seems to be a particular amount of migrant workers who are working traditionally Bahamian jobs, right? But these jobs, Bahamians don't want to. Like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which Bahamian packing grocery? Surely, I'm not saying that there should be immigrants packing our grocery, you know, because I'm sure they got to be Bahamians, because I still say we can't get no work permit for packing grocery. That's impossible, right? But surely the jobs that are being filled, they were the immigrants. They are jobs that Bahamians don't want. Call you there. So I, like I said, you can call back if you wish. I am concerned because I see the numbers seemingly are huge. You go to the fish fry, you go on Bay Street proper. There's a large immigrant population working there. You go into the food stores, you go into fast food restaurant. But perhaps these are jobs Bahamians just don't want. And if there's demand, these employers, especially on a construction site, are forced now to say, man, I need my labor. And these migrants ain't cheap no more. You spending the money to help them come on your construction site. Ain't no discount there. Let's go to the callers. Open line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, listen here, man. There are very few persons in this country who want to work, buddy.
You think so?
I ask you nothing. I do plenty big jobs in this country. If you start any job in this country, only be him in, it ain't gonna finish. Because number one, they ain't coming to work.
What you saying?
You don't care what time of the week you pay them, they ain't showing up the next day.
What you saying about us behemoths? What you trying to say?
Let me tell you what's happened. You have a house, right? Mm-hmm. That's I'm using an illustration to you. I mean, what's coming to your house? And you find none there, you think he's staying there? Mm-hmm. You're going to go find somebody else to go find somebody, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what's happened in this country. What do you think is a fair amount to pay unskilled labor in this country now on the construction site?
Talk to me. Tell me.
Hey. These fellas want 120, they even have skilled people.
Mm-hmm.
So what you trying to say? We have plenty of foreigners working in this country, but the labor ain't cheap no more. It used to be cheap back in the day going by.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody basically the same thing. Behemoths just want a government job so they could stay home when they want to stay home and do what they got to do. That's all. You know, behemoths ain't much in the sun and wake no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of it. You understand me? So let people stop. I've been working many big jobs, in charge of many big jobs. I do plenty of big jobs. But human people just don't want to come to work. Anybody else except what they come there to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But you can't make nobody. Don't listen to nobody but foreigners and foreigners that, you know. The foreigners ain't cheap no more.
I appreciate you.
Good day, buddy. All right.
Thank you very much. This text says, good morning, CA. What's the update on your passport? Have you gotten it yet? No, I have not gotten my passport yet. I'm closer than I was before. I now need a affidavit sworn. Mind you, I turn in all kind of documents. I need an affidavit sworn in of person who know my grandfather. My grandfather born in 1912, right? Anyway, but I'm closer. I found somebody who could say that, well, I know of him. And they said I could use that. And that. So it's getting closer. I'm working with the lawyers and whatever it is. Right now, am I stateless? I don't know if I'm stateless. I still be aiming, eh? Yeah. I had a total of 7 passports before this, right? Yeah. You see me counting how many. Anyway, go in there. Mr. New, I agree with your caller. Everywhere you go in this country, even in the hotels, Atlantis, Bahama, they have these migrant employed. My friend has been trying to get a maid position at Bahama for months. She said the 3 interviews and not a call for the job yet. What is going on in this country? Texas, Bahama always hiring, right? And there's a wait list of behemoths who waiting to be hired. It's slow. I mean, slow. But, you know, you have a lot of employees. So that maid position ain't getting impacted by no immigrants. They have no immigrant maid. No. Bahama don't do it. CA, in construction, they are out of a job because they are at the Chinese drinking liquor. You want to find them, drive past the liquor stores. These dudes don't want work. The migrants are working in the back of the Chinese restaurant and bar, working, and the guys in front drinking. Show me a foreigner drinking out front. There's a lot of behemoths who like drink rum and be in front of those restaurants, and he ain't buying no food. They just sit there and just buy ice all day and drink. It's a proliferation that I'm not sure if that's a problem we need to address. But if you stop at all those restaurants, there are about 6 behemoths who sitting there, half cut, just buying ice and pouring or whatever inside those jars. I just saying, it doesn't look good. You know, they just sit there. And there's 1,000, I'm exaggerating there. It's a hyperbole there. It's 1,000 restaurants over there who just sell rum all day. They sell rum on a Sunday. Don't sell no food on a Sunday, but they sell rum. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Good day.
How you doing, sir?
I calling you back.
Go ahead. Hello? Okay, let's move on to the next one. Oh, I'm live. Hello? Let's go to the next one there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to suggest that maybe we need to start focusing on skills that change work culture a bit more. Maybe back in the day, it was okay to just expect employees to show up and get the job done, but now, through the years of people getting a bit more lackluster, employers need to focus on setting a good work environment.
Explain to me what you mean.
So, in terms of when there's several employees you already have who are just trying to get paid and do as least as they can and get the most money they can out of work. When new young employees come, regardless of how reliable they may have been previously, they just will pick up that status quo or just certain like vibes of it. But if somebody is there providing incentives for the alternative and showing a benefit of the alternative, for instance, employer having a coffee day on Fridays or some small things like that. I couldn't give you anything specific. But
no, I appreciate it.
I just wanted to post that.
No problem. Yeah. I have employers who have coffee days, donut days, staff appreciation days throughout, right? And perhaps that's something that behemoths desire. They want to feel appreciated. They just don't want to be saying, I get a paycheck. They want to know that their employer cares.
Yeah, it's social engineering, right?
Yeah.
You can't just leave it up to fate, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you. Thanks very much, Colin.
Yep.
This text says, seeing if foreigners are replacing all the teachers, construction cashiers, hotels, jobs, etc., what humans who are graduating do? Where did it go? We are not lazy, and the foreigners are not cheap. They get room and board. We do not. So it's really about cheap labor, or is it about foreigners only hire foreigners? I advise all Bahamians to looking to become proprietors or shared proprietors in businesses because we are getting pushed out of our own country. My Bahamian daughter was fired so foreigners could replace her as a packing girl. They don't fire Bahamians. Stop that, Texa. So I think it's just foreigners only hire foreigners. They throw Bahamians' resumes and applications in the garbage, and once one gets in the government, they make sure put their people in place. Texter, you're over-exaggerating there, Texter. I don't believe nothing you said just now, Texter. No. I personally like seeing a young Bahamian. I prefer to tip them. That's just me. I think the majority of Bahamians prefer that. You know, I want to hear about your school. How's school doing? Because I ask questions. How are you doing in school? Why are you in a no club? Right? What boys brigade you in? And if they give a good story, here, man, that's an extra $2, $3. I understand. Because I was a packing boy, too. Let's go back to the Texas. I mean, to the callers. Guy in Radio AM, you're live.
As you just say, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Yeah, right. I'd like to chime in on this topic, right? With the first guy that called about stating that contractors don't want to pay workers,
mm-hmm.
which is not altogether true.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is they don't have the money to pay the workers. What happened is if you have a government job, right, a lot of people don't have the mobilization fee to start the job, but some people have the physical cash to do it. So they have to wait for the government to release the cash. So now when you have workers on the job, right, for your next stage payment, right, the budget, the government only have a certain amount of money within the budget allotted for contractors.
Mm.
So if you're not paid during that cycle, you have to wait till the following cycle
mm-hmm.
when your name pops up, when the government workers actually send the money to your account. So if you're not in that cycle, right, you have to wait for the next month. So and at that point, now if you don't have the physical cash to pay your workers and you're waiting for that money, you're screwed.
Mm.
You say government firms, so it's not that they don't want to pay the workers. They actually, in reality, can't pay them until the government pay them.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to make a note of, right,
mm-hmm.
I find it really offensive, right, people calling your show saying that that Bahamian workers don't want to work.
Mm.
You have heard the saying before, you get what you pay. A prime example I'm talking about, right? I had a body mom one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charged me $400 to paint a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? The next body mom I normally go to charged $1,200 to spray the whole car.
Mm.
I said, okay, your boy can be cheap now. I can pay the $400. The guy sprayed the car, right? The car had a reaction where the paint keep on peeling.
Mm.
You know why? I get what I pay for.
When you be cheap,
we
be cheap
love. But the point is, we love prostitution of labor.
Mm.
We like the we hire people under circumstances. Then when they go in the back of the bush on the construction site to smoke dope, we might.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for. You know, we ain't paying them nothing. Then we might because they BSing on the job. Pay people properly. We get quality workers. So it's not altogether true that Bahamian workers don't work. You just get what you pay for.
I appreciate you. I agree
with
you.
Sure.
Thanks again. Let's go through some of these texts. Mind you, I've come across fellow employees who, when you come into work for 6 o'clock in the morning, they stink of herb. I mean, they have herb perfume. They cologne. They spray it on themselves. They come in on the man job, high as a kite. And they say, man, this is what they calm themselves. I think that's a mental illness if you have to be smoking herbs early in the morning, right? That ain't no spiritual thing no more. That's a dependency. We have a large population who have mental illness, I think. That's the only word I can say. Let's read this before I go to the next caller. It says, good morning. Most of the Bahamians really don't want to work. I work with 2 Bahamians. Comes in late and complain. 2 foreign workers on time and pay is the same. Right? This text says, good morning, I work at Bahama. Last week they had staff appreciation week, gave us countless free patties. You had free hot patties? I mean, free patties, a junk crew rush out, a free concert, Dunkin' Donuts. I feel very, my gosh, I need to get one Bahama job. That sounds fun. Well, CA, Wendy's just went up. My salad used to be $10.70. Now it's $11.13. I asked why to the cashier. She said they got a raise last week. I don't mind the raise, but you cannot give me the same awful long service for more costs. They now pay $8.50. It's $8.50 to get a Wendy's. That's a good salary. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hey,
man.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This topic is complicated because you have different jobs that run differently. They're caught in the middle. You have some jobs, they don't care how skilled you is, they're going to start you off with they starting off fees, and some skilled guys are not going to work for that.
Mm.
You know? Like, take, for instance, the hotel. And you go to the hotel looking for jobs, they're going to start you off on their salary rate.
Yeah.
Now you go out to the hotel, you could get paid more. This is why the hotel have difficulty finding really skilled workers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hire people from BTVI and they'll hire some foreigners here and there. Well, the foreigners, they wouldn't mind taking $250 because $250 back home where they live in, that's like $500 or more.
Mm.
You understand? They could do a lot with that. Bahamians can't do a lot with that, but the foreigners them could do a lot with that. Hence, that's why the foreigners is going to be more humble on the job because they need that $250.
Mm.
And businesses take advantage of that. You know, that's a proven fact. Now, when you go, the guy who just called about managing money in the government payoff at a certain time, yes, that's how you have a lot of construction contractors run their business. Okay? But why are you going to manage your business like that? You have to have money to finish a job and you get that big payback. You have to put aside a certain amount of your money to run a certain type of construction.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the residential, you need to have at least about $20,000 to $40,000 on your bank account. You can't touch that.
Yeah.
You understand? But you can't go buy a truck with cost $80,000 and you all around the place showboating, and when it's time for your workers them to get paid, they can't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't wait on the government, you could be able to go through, you should be able to go through 2 stages with your project without even waiting on that government project. Why? You have you sitting on money to run your business.
I appreciate you, and that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, out here in the Bahamas, it's different ways to run. You have to make up your mind as a worker what you could deal with when you go to a person asking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Some construction companies I ain't gonna work for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a type of person, I negotiate with my skills. And I feel like that's what a job is there for you to negotiate. They have their pay, and you have your skill, and they know they're going to negotiate with how skilled you are.
Yeah.
And then now, some people be so eager to get a job, they forget the negotiating part of it.
Yeah.
They just want to get on the job, and then when they get on the job, they start complaining.
Yeah. I thank you very much. And that makes sense. That makes sense. I appreciate it. So good morning, CA. You have Bahamians who want to work, but the jobs they get, the companies don't want to pay. They want you to do several different positions for minimum wage. Let's go to this last caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, but 30 seconds, but it's yours.
Morning. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm monitoring. Look, I believe, CA, that
the population is different than it used to be. Certainly in the 40s, 50s, 60s, coming right up to the 70s, even the 80s, right? And I believe that we've begun to see the chicken come home to roost.
Mm.
When we move away from working in the sun to working in air conditioning, right?
Mm-hmm. I can have this same show again. We can talk with labor. What's frustrating behemoths? Let's read this last text. It says, the last call is right. Behemoths want job, but they don't want to do hard, honest labor. So it's a fallacy that the immigrants are taking bohemian jobs. That's going to be the last quote today. I'm going to have this conversation again next week. I think I have a music show tomorrow. But I want to talk about why so many bohemians are frustrated with labor, right? They say they are not happy. People are not paying them enough. So let's analyze that. Are bohemians really skillful or are we lazy? When I was growing up, everybody had three jobs. How are people managing with one job? That don't make no sense. Even the rich people have three jobs. They have three, four, five businesses. But there are some bohemians who believe that they should be able to pay their bill with just one job and being semi-skilled. No, man. You can't just work to Wendy's and McDonald's and Popeyes and think you just have one job and that could pay your bills. You need four of them. You need to work day shift and a night shift. And then come home and hustle social media. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nure. C.A. Nure, you have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.